episode of HPR. I'm your host, Enigma, and today I will be giving my first netbook review. Today the one is aptly titled, Why Zandris Doesn't Suck. As the title implies, I'll be talking about the Zandris OS, which came on my Asus EEE 900 series. So I've had this OS for, or the EEE for about 7 months now. And I've been pretty happy with it, and pretty happy actually with the Zandris OS for the, you know, day-to-day operations that I use my EEE for. You know, I have several laptops in the house, and you know, the netbooks have their niche for being, you know, just for easy web access, you know, mail, PDF readers, some basic office documents, you know, nothing processor intensive or RAM intensive. You know, I have my larger laptops that can do that, but the EEE is meant for long battery life. You know, I use mine a lot on my plane flights. I travel a lot, so my larger laptops don't have the battery life for it. You know, they only last maybe 2 hours. But my EEE lasts, I believe the stock battery lasts about 3 hours, two and a half, 3 hours. Which, you know, I do a lot of West Coast travel, and I live on the East Coast, so it's a good 4 or 5 hour plane flight, and that's not including the layovers in, you know, Houston or Atlanta that I inevitably get stuck in. But anyway, I digress. So, as I said, primarily I use it for, you know, internet access, messaging, things like that. So I'm going to go through some of the apps that it has. For the web, it has Firefox as its default browser. For the messenger, it uses Pigeon. Both I use on my main, you know, Linux laptop. I run Ubuntu 8.04 or 8.10, I believe. Still, I haven't upgraded yet. Other internet applications that are nice are the Skype application that I use a lot, and it's got a built-in, my laptop has a built-in mic and webcam, which works straight out of the box with the OS and worked fairly well. The mic, I don't know if it's the EEE's fault, but I get a lot of ambient noise and backgrounds when I'm using the built-in recorder. However, with the Skype app, I don't get nearly as much background noise, and I don't know. I've only used it once, and I recorded back in December. I believe I recorded an HPR episode. If you listen to that, I actually did a lot of editing for that, and it still sounds pretty horrible, so hopefully the sound quality on this app, since I'm on my desktop recording, will be a lot better. So sorry about the poor sound quality on that one. And for a office document, office suite, it has OpenOffice 2.0. It has the doc, the spreadsheets, the presentation. It doesn't come with the database software. It has PDF reader. It has a mail app. It has slimmed down file manager. It works for what, you know, you need it for. Not real fancy. None of the apps are really that fancy or cutting edge. They're, you know, very scaled down versions of the normal applications, because you don't have that many resources to work with the EEEs. Also has a paint program. It has some learning software. Has a math program and a science program for kids. And The games, personally, my favorite game is on this one is Penguin Racer. I'm a big fan. And of course, it has Frozen Bubble, which I hate that game to no end, but I digress again. I fail at the Frozen Bubble, and you guys can laugh at me, but I do fail. It has a Stupid Potato Guide game and Sudoku and Solitaire. Oh, and a ripoff of Tetris called Tetris. And as I said, it has a sound recorder where you can that it just records into a WAV file, and that's how I recorded that game review HPR. And the printers work fairly well. Printer drivers, it uses cups, I believe. I really haven't tried that, and I think that's about it that I wanted to talk about. I'm just looking here. I've actually got my Asus in front of me, and don't think there was anything else. But the main reason that I use this OS is you don't have to screw around with it a lot. It works straight out of the box. All the apps work. The wireless, works right out of the box, which I don't know if you guys have the trouble that I have with wireless and Linux. Most of the time when I install an OS on a new laptop, I always have issues with the wireless control or the wireless drivers. Never seems to fail me because I always get the wrong chipset, and it just fails me. So, a couple of announcements. I'd like to personally thank MonsterBee and Klaatu for doing, a stellar job at getting me at HPR episodes. MonsterBee has a new series called Tit Radio. It's a like it's if you've seen or if you've heard Linux Cranks, it's somewhat similar to that. It's like a roundtable discussion. I believe they have it live on DDP Hack Radio, so go check that out. I think it's every other week, if I, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's every other week, and Linux Cranks on the off weeks. So check those two shows out. And I think that's about it for today. If you have any questions or hate mail or whatever, email me admin at hackerpublicradio.org. Feedback at hackerpublicradio.org. And we now have a Twitter and a Facebook group, and I know I'm going to get some hate mail for that. So yes, I'm a media whore, so you can just say it now. And that's about it for today. Again, email me. We always need hosts, so if you want to do a show or have questions, just email me and or catch me in IRC. I'm usually in Freenode, and you can always catch me on BinRev, PM me on the BinRev forums. And that's about it. I should have another the next two reviews, I believe, are going to be Backtrack 3 or 4, I haven't decided yet, on the Triple-E, and Triple-E Ubuntu on my Triple-E as well. I've got to get a SD card big enough to install them with, because obviously a 2 gig isn't big enough. I had some issues with that, so stay tuned for that, and hopefully I'll be recording some more shows. I know I haven't recorded in a while, but thanks to the guys that have kept HPR such a success. We're up to 382, I want to say, episodes. This should be 383 or 384. I lost track. And for you guys that do pay attention to the ID3 tags, I need to go back and correct some of those. I was working nights there for a while, and was slipping on the ID3 tags, so sorry about that, guys. And oh, I've got a new blog. If you want to check it out, it's insecuretech.com. You can go over there. I try to post like once a week at least. Hopefully, I can post some more good content over there. And have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow on Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.